Then, at the height of the Depression, the king of the American railroads, Cornelius Vanderbilt, dies at the age of 82. Vanderbilt leaves his empire worth over $100 million to his son, William. Rockefeller knows that without Vanderbilt, he would have never been able to build his empire. But Rockefeller's last remaining adversaries refuse to go down without a fight. Tom Scott and his protege, Andrew Carnegie, have managed to survive. And since Rockefeller's pipeline doesn't extend to Pittsburgh, he's forced to continue to use their trains. But Scott knows if he and Carnegie don't diversify, they won't survive. Scott devises an aggressive plan to expand his empire. One that's sure to catch Rockefeller's attention. He's going to break into the oil business by building a pipeline of his own. But if there's one thing John Rockefeller hates more than anything else, it's competition. Tom Scott is in for war.
I've tried to be friendly to the Pennsylvania. I've given you plenty of business, have I not? And now I find that you're invading my field. And that, my friend, is piracy.
We'll take your feelings into account, Mr. Rockefeller.
Two-thirds of the oil you carry comes from me. If you don't retreat, I'll take it to the other railroads.
As far as I'm aware, there isn't another railroad that runs from Pittsburgh to New York.